to love us and to care for us. God not only wants to be a part of our life, he wants to adopt us. He wants to make us his sons, and not just an adopted son. He wants to put us to the front of the line as the heirs to his kingdom, the heirs to his throne. There's nobody else in the world. People would think that's crazy to do, and yet God wants to do that for us, those of us. And if you're like me, I know that I feel like every day that I'm unworthy of God, that I'm constantly disobeying God. I'm constantly trusting myself over God, and yet God still desires me. And so it makes sense that why would we trust in God? Because God loves us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's going to give us the most joy in life. I can say without a doubt that I've never been more joyful in my life than I am now, and I can contribute that completely to the trust that I've given God, the more that I've let go to God. That first kind of started, I'll tell you a story. Back when I first started to go to college in South Carolina, was when I really first started to trust God. Before that, I had trusted myself. I desired the world. I went into as many different things that I thought would bring me joy as possible, and they kept bringing me sorrow and pain, and it was this constant cycle of chaos and despair that I would get depressed and reach a point where I just wanted to die and be done with the world. But when I finally started to trust in God, because God knew I had to hit rock bottom before I could meet him. Maybe you're like me and you have to hit rock bottom before you can listen to God. But God knew that's what I needed, so he let me hit rock bottom. And when that happened, I finally started to trust God. And when I finally started to trust God, I met my wife, which it was a wonderful thing. And I started to go to school for something that I didn't know I'd have a desire for, but God gave me a desire to go and get a pastoral degree. And as I started to go to school, the more I trusted in God, then he gave me more things in my life that brought me joy. He allowed me to meet a professor of mine who's become a very close friend and mentor of mine, who's discipled me and helped me grow in my walk with God. That's brought more joy into my life than I can imagine. It's taught me how to really love God, how to live my life to fully glorify God. And as that's going on, me and my wife are looking to go to China, and we're wondering, all right, how's this going to work? And God brings in an organization that my wife Kaylee has gone over with many times during the summer. And so we apply, and they take a little while to pray about it and seek God's wisdom. And God opens that door, and that just brings more joy. And we're like really like happy. And we're like, this is going to be really cool. We're going to go to China. We're going to teach English. This is going to be great. And then we go over in the summer, and we find out that there's a possibility that we might spend a couple months over at their administrative building in the States before we go over, and we might learn some administrative stuff and possibly move into a leadership position. And we're like, whoa, that's even cooler than the other thing. This is really cool. This is really joyful. And so we keep trusting in God, and then God opens another door, which is looking like the main one, which is where Kaylee will go and teach English, and I'll travel around, and I'll teach and disciple and minister to the different Chinese leaders. And we're both standing there, we're like, this is really cool. This is even better than the last thing. And over again, God, the more that we've trusted in God, the more that we've let go to God and decide that, all right, my life is to glorify God, the more that we've done that, the more joyful we've become. So I can say without a doubt that the more I've trusted in God, the more joyful my life has ever been before. And we come to the third question, is how do we trust God? There's a verse that was shown to me by my mentor that is a wonderful verse that has brought me great joy in life. It's Psalms 37:4. And it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I've pondered this verse. I've sat down with this verse for a long time, and I've prayed over it. And I think God has really shown me such wonderful things through this verse. And as I've been processing, I'll kind of run you through my process with it. I've processed that the more that I delight in the Lord, the more I desire God, the more he'll give me the desires of my heart. And what's so cool about that is the more that I desire God, the more that my heart's desires are really God's heart's desires. And I come to the conclusion that my whole life is to glorify God, to love God, and to cherish God. And the more that I'm delighting in God, the more he's going to give me his desires, and the more joyful I'm going to be, because the desires that I have are his desires, and they're being fulfilled by him, and it's this great circle and tree of growth and prosperity, and fruits are blooming, and it's just so joyful and wonderful. And that's kind of how I've come to really learn how to trust in God, is to know that everything that I'm doing in life is really for His glory, and everything that I'm doing is for Him. And so the more that I'm trusting in Him, the more that He's going to give me these desires, and the more that He's going to fulfill these desires. And they're such wonderful desires that I just can't do anything but smile and be happy. And maybe right now you're in a spot that's... You're at a decision where you have the choice whether you're going to trust in God or not trust in God, or trust in yourself. And I'd encourage you, I think I'll challenge you today to take the next month or so and to pray, Lord, what is something that I can trust in You with today or this month, Lord? What is one thing that I can really trust in You? And then to try to do that and to trust in God in that. And I challenge you to see what happens. I've been through a lot of pain and suffering. I've reached points where I was literally going to kill myself at one point. I've been depressed beyond belief, and I know what it means to feel apart from God. I know what it is to be alone, to be unhappy, to be broken. And I know that the most joy that I've ever found in my life was never found in the world. It was never found in the worldly pursuits, whether that was pursuing money or wealth or anything in the world that the society thinks is this wonderful thing. It was never pursuing that brought me joy in life. Sure, it made me happy for a little while, and I was happy for a little while, but that happiness always went away. That happiness always disappeared. The only joy that's ever been fulfilling, that's ever been constant 100% of the time, that's ever been absolutely perfect, has been the joy that God's given me through glorifying Him. As believers, we have a choice. We can choose to trust ourselves, or we can choose to trust God. And as we're looking to how we can trust God, we have to also remember that trusting God is not just this saying of staring at this car wheel and letting go and saying, Jesus, take the wheel. It's not like that. We can't just sit back and assume that God's going to do everything. Trusting God is also doing our part in it. If God gives us the desire to start a company that's going to glorify Him in the future, we have to work hard. We have to go to school. We have to make some money to do that. We have to do the practical things in life in order to do that, all while knowing that this is for the glory of God and trusting that God's going to provide this. So I challenge you for the next month, pray and ask God to put one thing on your heart to trust in Him more. One thing. Just simple as that. And then as He's putting it on your heart, be bold and trust in Him in that. Let go of that to Him. Give that to Him. Let Him be in control of that. And see what happens. See if it brings you as much joy as trusting God has brought me in life. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, God, You are wonderful. You are perfect. Lord, I pray that You would break down our hearts, as the song was singing earlier, God, that you would break us down so that we can trust in You more, Lord, so that our faith in You might grow ever more, God, that we would live all of our life, every day of our life, every second, asking the question in our mind, is this going to glorify my Heavenly Father? Is this going to glorify You, Lord? Lord, I pray that if there are those in the audience today that are at a pivotal decision of whether they should trust You or trust themselves or trust the world, God, I pray that You would encourage them to be bold and trust You, even though it might look like a harder path, Lord, and at times it is a more difficult path in our society, God. Lord, give them the faith to know that at the outcome at the end is going to be more glorious than anything the world could ever give us, God. Lord, You are perfect and wonderful, Lord. I pray that You would continue to love us as You always do, Lord. Thank You for adopting us and desiring us, God. We are unworthy of You, but You desire us. Thank You, Lord. Lord, we pray this in Your name. Amen.